In September 2002, 22-year-old Jennifer Serva was a rising star in broadcast journalism with big dreams of becoming the next Katie Couric. Jennifer was bold, bright, and on the brink of greatness. But just weeks after starting a promising new job in Abilene, Texas, Jennifer was found dead in her apartment, her body half submerged in a bathtub, her future stolen. There were no signs of forced entry, meaning Jennifer may have known her killer. Was it a jealous ex, a trusted colleague, or someone else hiding in plain sight? Over two decades later, the question still lingers. Who killed Jennifer Serva?
It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
Hey MU crew, it's Melissa, and I want to welcome you to MU Minis, where every Friday we cover big crimes in a fraction of the time. But don't worry, our full-length deep dives still drop every Tuesday. Be sure to hit subscribe and follow so you don't miss them. Now, let's get into this week's mini. Jennifer Lynn Olson Serva was born on September 23rd, 1979 in Whitefish, Montana, to parents Norm Olson and Sherry Serva. Growing up, Jennifer was a bubbly and precocious child who played in the band, ran cross country, and was even a high school cheerleader. Jennifer loved Lisa Simpson, and sources say Jennifer was inspired to go into journalism after an episode of The Simpsons aired where Lisa was an anchor on her school's news program. Jennifer worried about how to pay for college, so she joined the Army Reserves in 1996 in order to have her education paid for. She would continue serving in the reserves until her death. While in college, Jennifer began working at a news station to gain experience in the world of news reporting. She told anyone who would listen that she was going to be the next Katie Couric. In 2002, Jennifer graduated from the University of Montana with a degree in journalism and worked at a small news station in Missoula, Montana. In summer of 2002, Jennifer was hired for an on-air reporting position at KRBC in Abilene, Texas. Jennifer excitedly packed up her life and moved to Abilene in August of 2002. Jennifer quickly became a favorite among the KRBC viewers and her coworkers. She was young, beautiful, smart, and she wasn't afraid to go after the big news stories. At the time of her death, she was on the precipice of becoming a well-known and well-respected investigative journalist. So what happened to this bright, intelligent young woman with such big dreams? On September 18th, 2002, Jennifer's coworkers became concerned when she didn't show up for work. They soon realized no one had seen or spoken to Jennifer since 2 days prior, the night of September 16th, when she had gone shopping with a colleague, meteorologist Brian Travers. Her coworkers contacted the manager of her apartment building and requested the manager go check on her. It was then that 22-year-old Jennifer was found fully clothed, slumped over the side of her water-filled bathtub. Police believe Jennifer was dead before her head and upper body went into the water. Police discovered that Jennifer had gone out with her colleague Brian after work to run some errands and returned back to her apartment sometime around midnight. She spoke to a friend on the phone until about 1:45, and then no one but the killer knows what happened next. There was no forced entry, leading police to speculate that Jennifer knew her attacker. It was determined that Jennifer had been pushed to the ground, where her attacker hit her several times in the head with a blunt force object. This caused blood splatter to land on the bottom of her bed and on the floor. There were clear drag marks where the killer dragged Jennifer's body into the bathroom. Although Jennifer was found fully clothed, it was speculated she may have been sexually assaulted due to bruising on and around her genitals. Jennifer's cause of death was noted as blunt force trauma and/or strangulation. Immediately, police had two people of interest, including a fellow member of the Army, an Army Ranger, a man named Ralph. Jennifer and Ralph had recently broken up, and while they had only dated for a few months, Ralph had decided to relocate to Abilene to be with Jennifer. And while she was excited about this at first, this feeling quickly faded when it was revealed that Ralph had left behind a secret life that included a fiance and a baby. Jennifer immediately broke things off. Ralph stayed in Abilene for a few weeks to try and get Jennifer back, but she was not interested. In March 2024, the show Cold Justice did an episode on Jennifer's case, and while interviewing Detective Jeffrey Cowan of Abilene's Cold Case Unit, he said, quote, "Based on what we have, all roads lead back to Ralph," end quote. Following the Cold Justice episode, the show's host, Kelly Sigler, told Jennifer's family that the detectives were going to present their case to the prosecutor, seeking charges for the murder of Jennifer Servo against Ralph Sepulveda. As of this recording, no charges have been filed. If you know anything about the murder of Jennifer Servo in Abilene, Texas, in September 2002, please contact the Abilene Cold Case Unit at 325-676-8477. That's all for this week's MU Mini. Tune in on Tuesday for our next full-length episode. And until then, stay safe, stay curious, and stay unscripted.